Welcome back to Radio Row, Super Bowl 50, downtown San Francisco, California. Rick Tittle with you. And speaking of San Francisco, California, one of the most famous athletes in 49er history, Dwight Clark, is sat down with us. And Dwight Clark, of course, everywhere you go, people want to talk about the catch. But interestingly enough, I was just speaking with Jim Stuckey.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people forget that if he hadn't got that fumble.
No kidding.
And you guys lost, who cares about the catch,
well,
right?
Wait a minute. Eric Wright's tackle,
yeah,
and then Lawrence Piller's strip of the ball, and
go.
Then Stuckey's recovery. All those were huge.
Yeah, Pearson was gone.
He was gone. And Dallas would have beaten the 49ers for the fourth time in the playoffs.
What do you think, Dwight, would have happened with the catch? It would have been like maybe Niner fans would have thought, well, that was nice, but who cares?
Absolutely. You got to win the game. You got to win the game. And not only that, we had to go to the Super Bowl and win, or that catch doesn't mean anything. But we did win.
You did win. Dwight is here to talk about the STEM zone for Chevron, and we will get to that. I remember because I'm 50, I grew up here. So I was 16, Super Bowl 16. It's always my age. That's
awesome.
Why we have Super Bowl 79 this year.
Okay.
but I remember in the Chronicle, you had a little travel log.
Yes.
And I remember every day you wrote about Wendy's, it seemed like. It's like you were like, it wasn't so much like, I don't want to talk about X's and O's. I want to talk about, I like Wendy's, I like this. What was it? What did they tell you they wanted from you with that column?
I owned a Wendy's at the time. There was a method to my madness.
I knew it.
There was a method to my madness.
Has anyone ever asked you that before?
Never.
See,
never. I didn't even remember that, so that's good knowledge there.
Thank you. Well, I grew up here, like I said. So I also love the story, Dwight, that, and correct me if I'm wrong,
okay,
the Niners brass, whether it was Walsh, McVay, whoever, they want to see Steve Fuller at Clemson. He needed somebody to throw passes to you. Not that you weren't an unknown, but they're like, hey, we really like that receiver. Is that how the Niners kind of got fond of you?
Kind of. Steve Fuller was the ACC Player of the Year, mm-hmm, and our quarterback at Clemson. Bill Walsh was the brand new head coach of the 49ers and was going around trying out quarterbacks. He was by himself.
Mm.
Came to Clemson, called our apartment, and I was headed out the door with my golf clubs on my shoulder, and the phone starts ringing, you know, and I was like, God, do I really want to answer that? But I did, and it was Bill Walsh, and
wow,
he said, I'm here to work out Steve Fuller, and I said, well, you know, I'll get him for you, and he said, well, who is this? And I tell him, and he said, didn't you play wide receiver? And I said, yeah, I did. And he said, well, if you don't mind, could you come run routes while,
wow,
Steve works out? And I had one of those lucky days where I caught everything, and I ended up being that big possession receiver that Bill was looking for.
Yeah, I don't think it was too lucky because you had a long career doing the same thing. I think any dog can have his day, but
right,
you had a great pair of hands on you.
Well, thank you, but I also had the greatest football player of all time, Joe Montana, as my,
yeah,
quarterback, and he really is the one that made me a much better player because I only caught 11 passes my senior year, so I wasn't that great. But
well, think about this, though, Dwight. Yes, Joe Montana's, I won't argue with that. He's the greatest player ever. But somebody had to catch the passes to make him the greatest player ever. And it wasn't just Mike Schumann.
Right. Mikey. My boy, Shuey. Yeah. Well, yeah, I did have to catch it. And I did have to get open or he wouldn't have thrown it to me. But
right.
So I just fit in this offense. And I had a feel for finding the open area.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a little bit to do with it, but...
And you're kind of a Megatron with the height, right?
Right, 6'4".
Yeah.
But Joe is just so good, man. I mean, he used to say, you know, if the defender's coming from the right, I'll hit that left number so you don't turn into it and maybe get the ball knocked out.
Right.
And I was like, you can't do that with 20 yards away with all that going back there, and I'll be damned if he didn't do it. He could hit numbers.
He always called you Dwight, too, huh?
He called me everything.
Why do you always do that? Well, Dwight and I'm like, wait.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was like Dwight Eisenhower.
That's like my Danny Ford would for my senior year bowl game was my head coach, and for 3 years he was there as an assistant, he called me Dwight. That's that Alabama accent, I think.
All right. By the way, I was rooting for your Tigers.
My Tigers.
There. Sorry.
Thank
about
you.
That.
Yeah, yeah, that was a tough one, but you know, they did well. They did well.
Wow.
I mean, Alabama's in the national championship,
sure,
every other year, so it was a big stage, And Clemson got a lot of publicity
without
out of that.
Without that onside kick, maybe. I mean, that was tricky. It was risky, and it paid off for him.
It did. Well, he's a good coach. Yeah. I mean, but Dabo's a good coach, too, you know. And so, it would – I think they're going to be strong again next year.
Sure.
Because they got a lot of the same guys coming back. But Dabo's an excellent recruiter, man. So he's going to get more young players in there to fill the holes, and I think they'll be back.
Rick Tittle with Dwight Clark, Super Bowl 50 Radio Row. You played for some coaches. Like, I think about Bill Walsh, his sideline demeanor, pretty calm. I mean, like, even Seaford, very calm. Dabo's all over the place. The bottom line is winning. I mean, Gruden and John Madden and Parcells, they won, and they were crazy. But then, like, Shula, Flores, Walsh, very calm. I guess the bottom line is winning. But as a player, when you look to the sideline, which did you prefer, the crazy guy or the calm guy?
I think in my head coaches, I react much better to Bill Walsh's style. Mm-hmm. I kind of flourished under his coaching style. Mm-hmm. He was more of a teacher. If you did something wrong, he would just say, no, we're going to do it this way. It's six steps and out. You know, it's not,
you like, stupid son of a.
Right. Like on the East Coast, there's a lot of browbeating in the coaching style.
Right.
And I love coaches. Uh-huh. And I react to that style, too.
Right.
But I think I reacted better to Bill Walsh's style.
You know what I found? And I only played in high school in Division II. But the coaches that screamed at me when I see them, I keep walking. And the other ones, I go, hey, it's great to see you again. You know, it kind of sticks with you.
I get it. Yeah, I liked them all. You know, it's just a style, I think, that coaches develop. But I don't know why it's mostly on the East Coast, but it is. Out here, it's
have a nice day.
It's more teaching. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, tell us more about the stem zone. And for people to know, this isn't stem cell research. This is something else with Chevron.
Right. It's the Chevron Stem Zone, and they're very committed to STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math.
That's good. You didn't even look at the cheat sheet. That's
very
good, Dwight.
Yeah, well, I've been doing this for like 5 hours now. So they're very committed to that. And even more, you know, getting kids and encouraging kids to get into STEM, a STEM career. And over here at Super Bowl City, there's a STEM zone where you can go in with all these interactive things set up that you can go in there and have a good time and learn about the science of football. They've made it fun. Throw a ball, and it checks the velocity and accuracy and all those kind of things. So it's pretty cool. And we actually did a little video on the science of the catch. So if you go to chevronstemzone.com, you can check out that video and learn a little bit more about the catch.
Very good. I want to ask you before you go about a couple of teams that you know very well.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns and their second incarnation, they still haven't been able to get over the hump, and yet another change with a head coach. And then you look at the 49ers, who are a pass away from being world champs, kind of burned the whole thing to the ground because, I guess, of personal issues, and now starting over again with Chip Kelly. When you look at the Browns and you look at the Niners, what do you see in those two franchises, Dwight?
Man, as I look at the Browns after being there and being involved, it's almost like there's some kind of curse on them. I mean, no matter what they do, no matter who they draft, it all seems to turn out, no matter who the head coach is, it's just crazy. And then they leave there, and people can go there, and they'll be successful. So it's just odd to me, the crazy bad things.
And when they move, they won Super Bowls, you know.
I'm telling you, they need to exorcise the demon. They need to exorcise the demon because those fans deserve a winner, man.
Yeah.
They are rabid. I mean, I was there for 4 years. Those people love their Cleveland Browns.
Think about it. We're going to have the 99th and 100th participant in the Super Bowl, and none of them have ever been the Browns. I'm getting the sign that you got to run here.
Okay.
So we'll save your thoughts for the 49ers.
Right.
I'll suffice to say that you were kind of upset with last year.
Well, it wasn't fun to watch, but I knew Chip Kelly's going to be fun to watch.
He
that's for sure.
The offense will be a lot more fun.
Absolutely.
Dwight Clark, Super Bowl champ, man. Thank you so much for coming by. And
thanks
check
for
out
having
the
me.
Chevron Stem Zone as well.